नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
गवर्नमेंट इज अनलाइकली टू एक्सेप्ट एनी फॉरेन फाइनेंशियल असिस्टेंस फॉर फ्लड रिलीफ ऑपरेशंस इन केरला, ऑफिशियल सोर्सेस सेड ऑन ट्यूसडे। This would rule out UAE's generous aid offer of Rs 700 crore for the state. The government has taken the considered decision to rely solely on domestic efforts to tide over the situation as it feels it has the wherewithal to deal with the calamity. However, the final decision will be taken by the Ministry of External Affairs. Many have come forward to help Kerala. Besides the aid from various states, other nations have also been extending assistance to the flood-hit region. UAE has put forward a relief package and the Gulf nations have been helping us from all fronts. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan had said, thanking the country. Even as Congress MP Shashi Tharoor claimed that he is an emissary of the Kerala government and is in Geneva to seek help from the United Nations for the flood-ravaged Kerala, the Kerala government has denied the same. The CBI team investigating the murder of rationalist Narendra Dabholkar conducted a joint raid with Maharashtra ATS at Aurangabad and seized several weapons, including a pistol and live cartridges. The agency suspects that the pistol seized is the same that was used to murder Dabholkar. Bihar Governor and BJP's former National Vice President Satyapal Malik was appointed the Governor of Jammu and Kashmir as President Ram Nath Kovind cleared seven new gubernatorial appointments. Tathagat Roy, the Governor of Tripura, has been given charge of Meghalaya, while Haryana Governor Captain Singh Solanki has been appointed as Governor of Tripura. More on the appointments on News 18. Kerosene oil was poured on a Dalit woman as she was set on fire after a failed gang rape attempt on Monday night at Puran Bigha village, which comes under Girihak police station of Nalanda in Bihar. The BJP-led NDA, which has drawn a lot of flak for its handling of Dalit issues, is attempting to figure out why Dalits are angry with it. To understand the issue, India Foundation, the RSS-backed think tank, held a Dalit Chintan earlier this month and organized two different sessions on the subject. The sessions were chaired by Union Home Minister Rajnath Singh and Party General Secretary Ram Madhav. Short hair, sari and an outspoken nature. The three features of women that most people frowned upon during the pre-independence days became a part of Ismat Chugtai's identity. For a woman ahead of her times, no rules or criticism were enough to bog her down. Find an account of Chugtai and her early days in Aligarh on news18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.